Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. And with us in the studios, as always, we have Amber Boyens, the registered dietitian and nutritionist with Immunutrition, IMU Nutrition, here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming in out of the cold.
Yes.
Out of the storm.
Happy to be inside.
I bet you are. Well, pretty exciting news. National Nutrition Month this month.
That's right.
And
predictable, but exciting, yeah. Yes.
But it leads us right into our topic today.
That's right.
And what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about the theme for National Nutrition Month this year, which is food connects us. So I thought we could talk a little bit about the different ways that the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has discussed food connecting with us, because it means more than just one thing.
Well, let's have it.
Let's do it. So the first thing that they recommend thinking about is just connecting with our food. And we've talked about this before a little bit in some of our different topics that we've hit on. But they suggest things like learning new cooking techniques or new ways of preparing food, trying some different meal planning skills, things like that, which are all great ways to connect with our food. And I think it can be fun if you can do that with family or with friends or with other people in your orbit that make you happy. When we can bring those things in and experience them with somebody else, it becomes even more powerful. But getting more involved in cooking, connecting with our food itself a little bit more. I know meal planning feels like a swear word, but it is a really important thing to do
for
people.
I hate it.
How often do you meal plan?
I plan to eat.
There we go.
Is that close enough?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
Another thing they talk about, which ties into another awareness month this month, is exploring where your food comes from. So Ag Month this month. I know you've got a big event coming up at the Merck.
We do.
Which celebrates egg and everything wonderful.
It'll be on the 18th.
On the 18th. Mm-hmm. So that's a great opportunity for people to get out there and talk to farmers and egg organizations and things like that, because learning how your food becomes your food is a great way for us to connect with it.
Yes, it is.
And it's something that a lot of us have become really distanced from, because food is just at the grocery store, right?
Right.
That's not where it originated. I think most of us know that.
It doesn't just pop up there by itself.
It doesn't. It has to start with somebody who put it there. And while we have access to more types of food than we've ever had before, so you're probably not going to meet the avocado growers at the Merck, but you can meet people who are involved in the raising of other agricultural things. So I think that's a great opportunity. And the Merck in general has a lot of locally grown things. If people want to go over there and check it out, you can get some local flowers and things like that. And then learning about community resources. They suggest things like SNAP and WIC and local food banks. Out here, we have Second Harvest, which is a great way for people to connect with food. You can serve meals for Second Harvest if you don't need meals provided. But if you do need meals provided, it's a great option. But we also out here, one of the beautiful things, I think, about small towns is the number of community meals we have to support different organizations, to support different people, to support efforts. And when you can connect with food and community, I think you've made it even better.
Yeah, I just had some great chicken Alfredo over in Marietta. Then I went over to Catholic Church here and had a turkey commercial.
That's right.
It's all a lot of good socializing and friendship and food.
Exactly. Yeah. And more coming up here with Lent,
yes.
Right? So for
yes.
those people out here
Definitely.
Who celebrate Lent, a lot of food connections that we'll talk about in just a second. Gardening is another big one. So I know today it maybe doesn't feel like people are getting ready to plant the garden, but if you're going to sprout things inside, it's time to start thinking about what you're going to do with your seedlings and where you're going to grow them and all of that kind of stuff. So there is some gardening prep that we can start now. There's also herbs that we can grow inside. Gardening is a great way to connect with your food too. They also suggest connecting with a nutrition expert. I am one.
You are.
Yes.
Don't look at me.
So connecting with a nutrition expert wherever you get your health care. We talked last week about kind of navigating good nutrition information. But receiving that personalized nutrition information to help you meet your goals is such a great opportunity to just improve your health. We'll talk about this more in a future week when we have more details, but I will be expanding my availability up at Madison Healthcare Services here soon. So if people want to connect and have insurance cover it, that's a great opportunity.
That's right.
Also, exploring the connection between food and culture. And I think Lent is a great example of this. A lot of people out here celebrate Lent. Some of the churches have Lenten suppers, which is, again, a great opportunity to connect with community, connect with people who are in the same belief system that you are. Having that community is a great way to do it. But you can also experiment with recipes, use new ingredients or cooking techniques that celebrate your culture, that celebrate other cultures. You can learn about other cultures by trying their food. I was just saying at a meeting a little while ago that one of my most memorable things as a kid within our church was the Seder meal that we did before First Communion. I remember trying horseradish, and I remember trying unleavened breads and things like that that we don't typically eat, and learning about them. Doing that with your family or with friends is a good opportunity to just explore other cultures, gain appreciation, learn a little bit more, personal development, self-growth, all of that wonderful stuff. With Lent, for some people, comes fasting or fasting from meat certain times of the week. Also is a connection with our food, our soul, our spirit, our culture. So that's another big one. And then the last thing that they suggest is building the connection across all stages of life, being able to adapt and understand, learning how your nutrients change. What you need as a six-month-old baby is very different than what you need as a 16-year-old, is very different than what you need as a 60-year-old. So understanding and learning how our nutrient needs, how our nourishment needs change, how our food intake changes over that lifespan, and really focusing on just that, nourishment, a balanced diet, a sustainable diet, eating things that make us feel well. And it's a lot easier for us to do that if we've connected with our food and we've connected that food culture community piece of it. So many different ways to connect with our food.
All right. I was just jotting down a few notes here.
Yes.
You know, off the top of my mind.
I love that.
Yeah,
yes.
About,
I could see your gears
how
returning.
I plan to celebrate National Nutrition Month.
Okay, tell me about that.
One thing I think as a family, we will commit to trying a new fruit and vegetable each week.
I love that.
Yeah. With you around, you never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
Yeah. You've introduced me to food I've never heard of.
I love that.
Yes.
Kyle, too.
Give family members a role in meal planning and let them pick out different recipes to try.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Plan to eat more meals together. And if you watch TV, take breaks. Be physically active. Be mindful, you know, limiting the amount that you eat. So
The unnecessary, snacky, more processed stuff that we tend to gravitate toward when we're watching TV.
That's right. So there's a lot of good ideas.
And I love that suggestion of involving the whole family in meal preparation and meal planning. So you've seen pictures, I know, of my youngest. Mm-hmm. Well, both of my kids, but even when they were younger than they are now, with their silicone safety knives that are sharp enough to cut food but not sharp enough to cut fingers, cutting bananas or mushrooms or avocados or something soft. Even if that food isn't really necessary for the meal, or even if that food maybe needs to be prepped a little bit more after they have prepped it, involving kids in the experience, involving the whole family, teaching teenagers skills. So many teenagers go off to college not knowing how to cook. They come out of college still not knowing how to cook, or move in if they don't go to college or a trade school. They move in on their own and they don't know how to cook. And then they just eat processed food. So teaching kids those skills, because we don't really learn it anywhere anymore, is really important. Learn it together.
Right. And of course, Archer, your youngest, you're
yes.
talking about, of course, he was introduced to a new food when we went on that Florida trip a while back. He hadn't had a Twinkie before.
Yeah, that's not quite what I had in mind.
That's not what you're thinking.
He was introduced to Twinkies and loved it, unfortunately. So I can no longer take him to the grocery store.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
Oh, by the way, the those little tips I was talking about before came from eatright.org.
Yes.
The website, well, you're probably familiar with, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And
yep.
They got a lot of 50 ideas to get involved in National Nutrition Month. So.
Yes. Eatright.org is a great resource. They can connect you. If you're not local, they can connect you with dietitians on there. And if you want to be connected out here, you can always find me online, imunutrition.com, imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. But finding that connection through Eatright or through me, it's a great way to, again, explore those personalized ways that you can connect with food a little bit better.
All right. Well, I wish you a happy and joyous National Nutrition Month.
Thank you.
And National Ag Month, as we mentioned, too.
That's so, right. Yeah. Lots of great celebrations.
They tie in nicely together.
Yes.
So we look forward to another chat next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens with us today on another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.